Mira, congratulations into the semifinals here. What were you most pleased about in your performance today?
Yeah, thank you. I think it was a really good match since the beginning. Yeah, I'm very happy with the win today. Obviously, again, I can say so many things on what I think should have been better, but, you know, I'm just going to take the win. I think the match was great, and, yeah, it was important for me to win today.
I wanted to ask specifically about the third set. I think you were down two games to start, and then you kind of went on that stretch of five games that really, you know, helped solidify the win. Just curious, maybe was there anything that at that moment when you're down two love that maybe kind of switched or how you were approaching the match and kind of what do you think led to that run?
Yeah, I mean, I just told myself that I was up to love in almost every match that I've played here, and then I lost the lead, and I was like, well, you know, she's to love up, but it doesn't really say anything because, you know, I've experienced that lead to basically slip away. So, you know, I just, yeah, the first game on my serve, obviously I had a game point, but then my mistakes, and then after she played well, and yeah, just kept on fighting, kept on believing that I still can win at least one game in the third set, and then I won another one, and then I just kept on trying to do the same things.
So after the first game against Ostapenko, you did it today again. You lost the first set and then came back. You will be crowned the queen of the comeback. What's going on through your mind when you lose the first set? Because normally they say that experienced player can do that. You're pretty young, very young still, and you're doing this. How do you do it?
I don't know. I just keep playing. I just try to, you know, still do my best. Lately, I just caught the feeling of how much I enjoy playing, basically. I don't know, I just like to feel the ball on my racket. I like to get that adrenaline. I like to feel nervous a little bit. I like to get tired. I would never say that, but here it is. But, I guess I just caught the moment where I just want to play and see what's going to happen on the court. And obviously sometimes when things are not working out my way, obviously I can get a little emotional, I can get a little mad, but I think that I learned that the calmer I stay on the court, the better the result is. Not maybe the result, but the better I play on the court, because I feel like I still cannot control the outcome of the match. I can only control on how I play and what I do on the court, and I just try to focus on that.
You had to wait some minutes between set two and three. Was it your wish to talk to your coach, or was it your box's wish to talk to you?
Well, we had that eye contact throughout the whole set break, and then after I just decided to go there, and then Conchita is looking at me. I'm like, do we have anything to say or no? Or I just, I don't know, do some serves. And then after she started saying things, giving me advice, and yeah, it was kind of, I don't know, both of us that wanted to talk.
There is one particular shot that you're hitting very, very well since the first time I saw you play in the WTA Tour on clay, which is when you slide on the right side and you hit the forehand, sort of slice forehand, and it becomes a drop shot. Has this always been very natural to you, or that, like, did you started practicing when you were very young?
I never practiced those kind of shots. You know, I don't know, I just kind of, the thought comes to my mind that, oh, it would be good to do that, and I just do it. You know, sometimes it doesn't work, but today I felt like I chose a good moment, and I was very, very pleased with how that went. I got a little bit of goosebumps of how, you know, I liked the outcome of that shot. So I don't really practice those shots in particular, because it's hard to practice those when you're practicing on a tennis court, because you don't really get those shots that you get in the match.
I guess, could you just give us a preview of playing either Elena or Layla? Obviously, you know, we don't know yet, but just your thoughts on playing either of them.
Yeah, I haven't played against them in a long time. Last time I played against Rybakina was in Indian Wells. And, you know, obviously she's got a great serve. She likes to be offensive. She likes to go for her shots. And she's also won this tournament here, so she knows how to play on the surface. So, yeah, Layla, she's also very tricky. I think last time we played against each other was in 2023 in Hong Kong. She beat me in 3 sets, I want to say, or maybe even 2, I don't remember. But, yeah, both of them are very tricky, a little bit different game styles. So we just have to see on who wins this match, and we'll prepare our best with Conchita. Thank you.